Okay, so what are you going to do? I got the shadows today. Where to light the menorah? So you're on your own now. Just flip a coin. Just flip a coin. I'm going away. I don't have an email. It's very hard without email. I buy a bunch of frumbies the whole time. And they're in Flatbush or Lakewood. I said, who ever heard of anyone without internet and email? At least the email have.
Rent an iPhone when you go.
What?
I said, rent an iPhone when you go. Rent your cell phone, you'll be able to get it off.
You know, but the others I won't have, it's not so bad. I'll be able to check it probably once every 2-3 days. I'll be by a certain friend of mine that has it. Okay. Yes. Kol Hashmonim. Yeah, you want Shem Zayas. You want Oro Zachfanoki. You shouldn't have a Madura. You should have not a torch, you have to get a candle. It should be called a Nair. A Nair, by the way, the essential elements of Nair, I'm not talking about La Fouquet, a Madura, La Fouquet, a torch, but just the essential elements of Nair is that you have a fuel source, and the fuel source is drawn up through the wick. Through which miracle, I'm not sure. What's that called? It must be called something. Why should the oil travel up the wick?
Capillary action.
What?
Capillary action.
Right, capillary action. And you light the wick, and the wick doesn't burn. So you tell me if I'm right about this. The fuel in the wick burns.
Right.
Maybe the wick burns a little. That's the black stuff you see on top. But then the oil takes over. So you're lighting oil through the medium of the wick, because if you just lit the oil, what would happen? I don't know, the whole oil would burst up the flame. It would burn up. It wouldn't burn slowly. Why does it burn slowly if it's in a wick? Because there's only a little oil, because it's throughout the whole wick. What? So it burns slowly. That's what a nair is. Well, Moshe, if you take a log and you light it, you're not Yossi Ner Chanukah. There's no, you haven't, it's not a nair. You haven't constructed a nair. You've taken something and you burnt it. Even if it burns for a half hour, put your house on fire, it burns for a half hour, you're not Yossi Chanukah lift. Why? It's not a nair. You need a nair. A nair means a light source, a fuel source, and with a wick. The Dor HaShulchan says, if you burn a log, you're not Yotze. It's a problem with, some say it's a problem with the Kaktsav, is that the first second or two, you're not burning the fuel. You're burning the wax that's on the thing. What? It's not fuel that's drawn up through the wick. That's like burning a log. You found something there and you put it on fire and it burnt. It's not in the form of an air. Good, so the answer is it's bottled to the nair. That goof is the nair. Some people are makbid to saturate it in oil before they light it. They just smear it in oil, or maybe they put it in and then like 10 minutes later you put it upside down so you have both, you smear it with oil so that the oil's burning, and then agav, the thing catches on fire, but there's plenty of oil there too to burn. So okay, you want Oren Zachvanochki they call up Psilos. We're in the middle of Dalit. All the wicks are kosher, but you should take cotton. And you can light with last night's wicks, because Adarab, it burns better. In Madlik B'ner Shel Cheres, Kiv M'shedik B'ay Laila Echad, Nasa Yoshon, May M'dik B'ay Laila Shein B'shem Demo'is. I don't think we know from such things. We have very nice menorahs. that stay nice. It says take a menorah of metal, and you should even buy a menorah of silver, lehidur mitzvah. Why not have gold already? I don't know. It's one of those things that are silver. I guess it's nicer as silver than as gold. Minik Pashim B'medino Sedeka Mahadrin Minam Mahadrin, which means everybody lights, or at least that's one interpretation of Mahadrin Minam Mahadrin, everybody lights 1 to 8. V'tzrich and Lizorsh, and this is could be a problem, She'it and Kolech Lech and Neiros and B'mokum Yuchad, in a specific place where you can see it's two Neiros, two sets of Neiros. K'dei she'e Heker Kama Neiros Madlikin. V'yadlika B'mokum Shemadlikin Neiros and Kol Hashana. Again, I don't think you have to worry about this nowadays. Maybe, yeah, I don't know. In the old city, I used to go for walk Hanukkah, like they have, people have in the, like in the hollow of the wall on the outside. So it's like very, it's like the halachically prescribed distance. But you can think it's a street light. It's a very, very beautiful way, very aesthetically pleasing way to make street lights all along. You have the glow of the Nair, taka at strategically placed places. Mitzvahs Nair Chanukah v'Hadlik b'Pesach HaSomach L'Shus HaRab B'Shun Pirsumi Nisa. Now, this always, it's hard to match it up with the metzius of our lives, of our the way our buildings are. But it seems to me, Poshut, and I just had a shaila like this 2 hours ago, that if from the Pesach of your house, from wherever your house stops, I'm not talking about now you have a front yard, you have the Pesach of the house, then comes street. If from the Pesach, but the street is like a little further down, so still there's a parking lot. And if that can be seen, then that's what you should light for sure. If it can be seen from the B'nai Rosh Hashanah, you don't start taking a census how many people are around at 5:30 at night. It doesn't matter. If B'nai Rosh Hashanah could see the menorah where it is at the Pesach of your house, then that's the mitzvah, the way Chazal said to do it. Is it the Pesach of your house? And what I'm saying is, I don't think Pesach Pesuch L'Shus HaRabim is not the din, Pesach Pesuch L'Shus HaRabim. It means at the door of your house, where people from the L'Shus HaRabim could see it. So even if there's a walkway, this is what I hold, even if there's a walkway, even if there's stairs, and there's this, and there's that, and there's bushes, and there's all sorts of things, but if it can be seen from the Shus HaRabim, that's what you should like. And if it can be seen by people inside the house also, because let's say true if it's in a window, it's not too high up, then kol hakavod. How much is 20 amos, like the third floor of a building? So you put it above 3 tefachim in the kaka, less than, and above 3 and less than 10, but your yod say it as long as you don't put it more than 20 amos, more than 20 amos. Umish yador baliyah. Oh, wait, I skipped something. I skipped the Ramon of Zion, not the Ramon. V'chacha yuwezim b'zman ha-mishnah v'gemorah. V'zman hazeh shenudor b'nu umos madlikim b'bayish yudor bo inside the house. Which is the perfect solution. Put it in the window. Then the Indian of Pesach kicks in. That you should put a tefach asomach l'Pesach b'small. Is that the picture book here? No, where is the picture book? And that was on the left side of the doorway. If the menorah is like going that way, so it's going from right to left, I mean, it's going from your left mezuzah, and it's going that way. That's called Tevach HaSomach L'Pesach B'Smol. But it's on the outside. It's going away from the house. This way. Here's the house. Here's the Pesach. So it's over here. The Tefach HaSomach HaPesach going this way. What? Yeah. But then he says, it's better to put it the other way. The other way meaning b'chalal ha-pesach, going this way. Not going that way, but going this way. Because then it's more nikah than it belongs to the house, I imagine.
On the left side as you walk in, or the left side as you walk out?
You're walking in. Now, you can put it on the left side, but that still doesn't tell you enough information. You put it on the left, pointing left. You can put it on the left, pointing right. Right, let's say the mezuzah is this big. And here's your Pesach. You can put it here, or you can put it here. So first he says to put it here, then he says better put it b'chalal ha-Pesach. And hopefully you'll have room to walk in. But it's probably more nikar that the Malabayas put it there.
So should you be lighting from outside of house?
From the inside of your door, you mean?
Where are you standing?
Right, where are you standing?
Where you're standing is you're standing facing the door.
So anybody that's looking in, no.
What do you mean? They're not looking in. You're outside. We're talking about a guy outside. There's a lot of shilas how to lie. We're just touching upon it. You're outside, you go like that.
Okay, so you're standing on the outside of the light.
Yeah, you're facing the menorah. And facing your house.
Okay.
And you're facing your house, the door of your house. The door of your house. Okay. Umisha Dor Baliyah, if you live on the floor, so then you put it on the windowsill, even though it's higher than 10 tefachim. But if it's higher than 20 amos in the Kakar Rishus HaRabim, so you're not, so forget about Rishus HaRabim. So that means it's nothing you can do. There's no more room by the door of your house, maybe, or the sheet is that you can't really put it by the door of your house if it's a communally owned door. Even though most people do light it there, many people light by the door. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says to put it by the door of your house. So you're mekayim at least the inyan of having it connected to the mezuzah, and you're putting it in your house because you have no other eitzah. You can't put it for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim. They're not going to see it. You're 20 amos up. What?
And the people that all light
there are people that light by the entrance of the building. Whether some and others hold that that's not a solution. That the entrance of the building is not the place where you should be lighting, it's not clear who put it there, it's just a conglomeration of neighbors. Okay, we'll stop here, I'm afraid.